Well, my friends, the time has finally come.
Sadly, it's about time to put away the beautiful Christmas decorations for another year.
How long are you supposed to keep your holiday decorations up?
It's time to take down those beautiful holiday decorations.
It's National Take Down the Christmas Tree Day.
Take the tree down.
When is the perfect time to take it down?
January 6th marks the Christmas Epiphany.
So today's the day, huh?
Just take it down. Take it down.
It's showtime!
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
We asked you on Facebook yesterday, most of you already have the tree down. So today, if you don't have it down, maybe today's the day.
Digital HD.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Did you take your tree down yesterday? Are you still waiting? Yesterday, we asked for your opinion, and you guys are great on it. Some of the messages were amazing. My favorite was from Donna, who said, not until a special Marine comes home. Isn't that neat? So I hit her back with hubby, son. She said granddaughter. Or no, wait, granddaughter's boyfriend. So, you know, I should have expanded the categories, Donna. I apologize, but I don't know. I guess I'm old school. Is it your husband? Is it your son? But yeah, it could be just about anyone. But Donna, yeah, you keep that tree up until that Marine comes home. Stacy beat us by 24 hours, took mine down yesterday. There is Sid who said, Sydney said, after Russian Christmas, that's a Coleridgean thing. Being born and raised in Nipah, I could relate to Central PA, Coleridgean as well. I'll take mine down Saturday, mainly whenever I have the time, says Pam. Another Pam said January 6th, which is today, which is National Take Down Your Tree Day. So Pam, bullseye. Jessica says New Year's Day. See, now, some people do that, and I get it, but I'm busy celebrating New Year. So maybe the day after New Year? Maybe. Mine came down, what, 2 days after New Year this year, I guess. One of them came down. I should explain myself. But anyway, Carla said 2 days after Christmas. Wow, Carla. You take your Christmas tree down on the birth date of Tom Morgan. Melissa says it's already down and gone. Mid-January, says Leanne. Mid-January, that might be a little tough because I'm reading this morning that the average fresh Christmas tree only lasts 4 to 6 weeks. So if you're putting it up like the 1st of December or right after Thanksgiving or whatever, you're cutting it pretty close. I cut mine down. A great experience, and I like cutting down my own tree anyway. So I have one live tree and three artificial. The one live has been down for a while. Wasn't even dropping needles, but I took it down. And now the other three, I'm incredibly slow in taking them down. So today is National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day. Guess what I'll be doing later?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon with the late night soundbite. The CDC has got some new rules, and I got to be honest with you, some of them just don't make sense.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The CDC has announced that after you isolate for 5 days with COVID, you should take a rapid test if you have access to one. You can read more about it in this month's issue of Unhelpful Advice Magazine.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Working our way toward news, sports, and AccuWeather. Sports is getting so strange nowadays. We've had a funny story, an entertainment story, having to do with professional sports almost every day since the new year. Remember Monday with Mike in the entertainment report? I said, got any sports for me? He was like, no, I stay away from that. That's your job. I said, okay. Yesterday, the latest, a sports writer calling Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, the biggest jerk in the league. Not only saying that, but saying that he won't vote for him for the NFL's MVP this year. The guy's name is Hub Arkish. He's out of the Chicago area. And it's just a big story now, including Aaron's response, which is even more ridiculous than Hub's accusation.
I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization, your fan base the way he did and be the most valuable player. I think he's a bad guy. You know, and I don't think a bad guy can be the most valuable guy at the same time.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments. But to say he had his mind made up in the summertime, in the off season, that, you know, I had zero chance of winning the MVP, in my opinion, should exclude future votes.
Okay, so jerk versus bum. The saga will continue for days, I'm sure, not only in sports.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
News, Rob the Sports Center has the actual sports. All right. And then on the other side, who knows? Maybe some good news. Viral comedy coming up. A woman displays her 2-year-old son as a terrorist.
Ketchup!
Are you sorry?
Sorry!
The boy wants ketchup! Get him! Ketchup!
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Viral comedy coming up. Birthday buddies, including one of my favorite SNL characters, cast member, and comedian.
The best songs on the radio.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Everybody's got that one kid in the family that's a little bit of a troublemaker. Intern Peyton's in the house. You got, like, what, 100 brothers and sisters? Or am I exaggerating?
Yeah, just about, like, 100 to 5.
Okay. Where are you in the stack? Are you the oldest one or the youngest one or what?
So I am the second oldest. Okay. I'm the youngest daughter, though.
Okay, out of that whole slew of little pipers.
Yes.
Which one do you think would be the one that's got a little devil inside? A little bit of a troublemaker. Not a bad kid, but the one that always stirs it up.
Yeah, just mischief. I'd say that'd be my brother Asa. He's about the third boy in line.
How old?
Asa, he's going to be 13.
13. Mm-hmm. So he's the one. He's
yes.
the one, huh?
Yeah, you got to check your shoes every morning when you put them on because he might put a little surprise in there for you.
Oh, my. He might be featured on viral comedy someday.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, now listen to it now and look it up later. Today's viral comedy is a woman who on TikTok becomes like a television reporter. She's kind of spoofing that. Talking about her 2-year-old who is a terrorist?
Kayla Sullivan reporting live from outside my son's bedroom where he's currently being detained until nap time is over. Now, this story does involve a minor, so I can't release specifics, but what I can confirm is my son is a 2-year-old terrorist who held me hostage at the Olive Garden earlier today. This is an active investigation, but authorities believe the proper precautions were taken. I brought my son's favorite snacks and even risked judgment from other moms by bringing an iPad. But not even Cocomelon could have stopped this meltdown. After several cries demanding, quote, ketchup, ketchup, a Good Samaritan waitress miraculously understood it as the English word ketchup and brought him a bottle. Unfortunately, her good deed was later punished after he threw a ketchup-covered fork at her. Not all heroes wear capes, but this one should have worn an apron. Kayla Sullivan here. I have an exclusive sit-down interview with the alleged Olive Garden 2-year-old terrorist. What do you have to say for yourself?
Ketchup,
yeah.
Ketchup.
Are you sorry?
Sorry.
There you have it. I'm sorry.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K.
That's a pretty good job there. She could be a reporter, maybe. Here, get Mark Lawrence in the room.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Jimmy Fallon wants to talk about a new combination of the flu and the coronavirus. It's called Flurona. This is not a joke. Birthday buddies and more, stay with us.
94KX.
As if we're not dealing with enough, the U.S. just reported its first case of Flurona. Combination of the flu and coronavirus. The Americans are so stressed they started smoking marijuana.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Hurrah!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Thank you. Lynn Hall is in the house. That means it's time for birthday buddies. One of my favorite SNL cast members is celebrating a birthday today. Comedian Kate McKinnon.
Oh, I love her too. Yes.
She's 38 years old.
Is she? Oh, my goodness.
So much we could play in this slot, but I do like Alien Abduction. Oh, yes. It's my favorite skit.
Oh, my goodness. She's so good in that.
She's so good.
I woke up in a dirty metal dome, and 40 little gray aliens watched me pee in a steel bowl.
Alien Abduction.
Her slacks. She's always talking about her slacks.
My slacks are down around my ankles. Anyway, elsewhere in celebrity birthdays, don't know if he's a celebrity, Eric Trump is 38 years old.
Oh.
He is listed as the former presidential cheerleader. we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, we're just going to move on.
Right, Cristela Alonso is 43. She is a comedian as well and a character voice. She is the voice of Cruz Ramirez in all those Cars movies.
Okay.
Howie Long is 62. Former,
I know who he is.
Former Oakland Raider. Now Fox broadcaster.
Yes.
And one of my favorite coaches of all time, Lou Holtz. Notre Dame. 85 years old.
Wow, I was waiting for you to tell me how old he was because I didn't really know. But he's been around a while.
Yes. You could say he's almost as old as football itself.
Okay. There's a good description.
You could almost say that.
All right, almost say that.
All right, let's take a look at the local celebrities, or as we call them.
Birthday buddies.
Yes, we do. Happy birthday to Amber Fuhr from Sunbury. She is 40 years old today. Lordy, Andrea is 40.
Britta Hackenberg from Sunbury is 33 today.
My buddy Buzz Meacham from Nori. He's kind of a radio star.
He is kind of a radio star.
He's 75 today. Hey, Buzz.
Happy birthday. Yes, indeed. Denise Edge is 41 today.
Donna Laura. Laroya?
Laroya. Yeah. Laroya.
How many syllables is that supposed to be?
Laroya.
All right, whatever. I'm sorry, Donna. She's 36 years old today.
Emily Miller from McAllisterville is 29.
Heather Burgess up here on Blue Hill. 44.
Pam Heim from Nori, 64 today.
Yeah, Pam's hubby used to do some sports here.
Yes. Oh, yes.
There you go. Rhett Schmidt, 51 years old today.
Samantha Reddle is 38.
Happy birthday to Skylin Janoka, 22 years old.
Tammy Lytle from Sunbury, 46 today.
Tara Williams, 41 today.
And Tanya Wagner is 47. Happy birthday.
Facebook messaged in late last night.
Oh, good.
Barry Delcamp is 57 today. He's from Millmont, and that happy birthday comes from his daughter, Mandy. So, Barry, happy 57 birthdays.
Happy birthday. We're so excited when we get them that way. You know, it's like, oh, we just got another one.
You could use the Ford Fun Line. You could use Facebook Messenger.
Correct. You can do anything. you can put it in the pouch of a wallaby if you wish.
And send it here.
Mm-hmm.
Because each and every day at this time,
it's birthday buddies.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, still to come. We've done the viral comedy. We've done the good news. So what is left with this morning show? Oh, stupid news.
But
we don't call it that because we try to spin a positive.
We're being very positive with
there. There is a lesson in everyone's stupidity, and that's why we call it. And there it is.
It's on Morgan in the Morning.
I grew up in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. We've talked about that before. It is the home of Mr. Peanut. And we are very proud of Mr. Peanut, even years after they closed the plant, closed the showroom, closed everything. Even took the little statues of Mr. Peanut off the stone fence with black iron that surrounded it. Mr. Peanut is looking for a new peanut. Details coming up. My next gig could be dancing Mr. Peanut. I'm kind of excited about it.
Dirty looks from your mother.
I have an idea. Tomorrow morning's show is going to be pretty crazy. It's only 1 to 3 inches of snow, but you know how we all get. Better get to Wise Markets for your bread and milk and eggs. So we can all freeze to death making French toast. Anyway, go to Wise for your grocery shopping anyway. Don't go there just because it's going to snow, okay? Coming up next, your chance to win with Wise with your favorite go-to. Is it pizza to go? Is it rotisserie chicken? Is it yesterday's winner saying fried chicken for her two boys? Your chance to win is coming up. Stay with us.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Win with Wise. Spend less, win better. Wise Markets and 94KX on the way to work right now. The best songs on the radio.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If you're in a jam for food, yeah, you've got Wise to Go. Just Google it. This incredible website comes up with all different tabs and all different places you can go inside Wise Markets when you're in a hurry, you're in a jam. You don't have time, whatever. And you know, we've been talking food all week. Our winner's talking pizza to go, rotisserie chicken, fried chicken for the kids. But you know what? You could go to the tab that says eat better, and you could actually get recipes. Okay, there's meat and seafood and the Wise to Go deli, which we've been talking about a lot, but there's also produce in the bakery, Wise Brands, even floral. What if it's like your anniversary or your wife's birthday or something? You didn't buy her anything. Hey, Wise Markets is there to help. What is your go-to when it comes to Wise Markets?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch a random line, give us your go-to, and win with Wise.
94.1 WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Jimmy Fallon, what's new in North Korea? It is weird. Also on the way, Tom's top list of the day. The top things that you are giving up for New Year's? Yeah, you won't.
We have another winner.
Oh! We got Christine on the line here, I think. Christine, what are you doing today?
I'm going to work later.
Oh, okay. All right. You a second shifter or third shifter?
Yeah, second.
Yeah, you ever get in that jam where you didn't go to the store and buy the right things, so now you got to run? Wise Markets is the place to go, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
What's your favorite to-go item when you run in the front door?
I also like the
rotisserie
chicken.
Oh, we got a lot of chicken eaters in Central PA, don't we? Yeah. Well, when you go in, you know, check out that deli department as well. You could grab maybe a packaged salad to go with that chicken. What do you think?
That sounds great. You could get a nice chicken salad.
Put the chicken in the salad. See, there you go. Christy, you got it made for lunch and dinner. What do you think?
That'd be great.
Yeah, you got a $25 gift card from Wise Market. Spend less, win better with Wise and 94KX.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Indeed. Google Wise to go. We'll set you up before the snow falls, all right?
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
The bizarre new claim from North Korea.
The government now claims that the father of leader Kim Jong-un invented the burrito.
That's right, North Korea says Kim Jong-il invented the burrito and Kim Jong-un created the enchilada.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the things that you gave up, like part of your New Year's resolution, that you're going to lose, too. Sorry. But these are actual stats. The number one, you think it would be drinking or smoking or I'm giving it up for the New Year. No, number one is chocolate. Believe it or not. Number two, meat. And then you have things like bread. You're going to give up driving as a New Year's resolution? That's next. And then there's alcohol. Weird. But those are the things that you say you are giving up for the new year. And you will totally fall off the wagon in 5 days or more. And guess what? Today is January 6th. So how you're doing, huh? Some of the weirder things on the list, ranch dressing, shopping at Kohl's, and fruitcake. Fruitcake? Is there anybody in the world that actually eats fruitcake anyway?
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, maybe your New Year's resolution was to get married.